Hi guys, welcome back to episode 7 of the Tacticos. Hope everyone is doing well. We've got a jam-packed episode. Kind of the big topics are obviously VAR again, Newcastle versus Arsenal, and obviously Spurs losing again. I say again, but they lose at home for the first time in the season as well against Chelsea.
Isn't that
First
the
loss,
first
yeah,
loss?
Arsenal as well, first loss. No one's unbeaten, bro. Invincibles remains. You know what I mean? Gold trophy and that. Where do we start, Jane? I think we start yesterday because I thought yesterday was a sick game.
Yeah, I think for the neutrals it was a good game. It was just pure
Proper.
chaos, though. I think from the start, I think before the game, if you said to me who's gonna win, I don't know. I've always got a special spot in my heart for Chelsea, man. Like since day one,
Why?
so Chelsea. I wanted Chelsea to win. I don't know, bro. I just got a special
As in
spot for
what, the
Chelsea,
club
man. Like
or?
I think, yeah, just a club. So like Chelsea's
Is
always
that why you're rooting
my
for them
like
in
is
the
always
Champions
that
League
team for
final in
me.
08, innit? Yeah.
Not in 08, bro. Nah, but I think like during that whole Mourinho era and all of that stuff, I think they've won me over, and since then they're always that team basically. Before the City came along and started splashing, obviously doing all this like money laundering and whatever you want to say. Chelsea were always that team that could go to toe with the Real Madrids and Barcelona's in the Champions League, with that crazy team that those guys used to have. Bayern Munich as well, they were that team. If there's a Champions League night, underdogs, you
I
could
hear
count
it.
on
I
Chelsea to
hear
get
it.
that result. Yeah, so I think the players that they've had, like likes of Hazard, Essien, Drogba,
Solid teams, isn't it?
Balak,
Sick teams. Sick
solid,
teams.
the crazy defense. Then they've had players after that, Ivanovic. Aspilicueta has been around. They've been there. Conte. You can name a list.
Costa.
Costa. The list.
Fabregas.
The list goes on.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. Fabregas. The list goes on.
Malouda, Anelka. Bro, sick
Type of players
place.
that they've had. Yeah,
Sick place.
100%. And I think the game started off. I actually missed the first probably the goal. Actually, I seen
Who's
the
that?
replay of
Spurs
it,
obviously
but
went ahead, didn't it?
it
1-0.
looked like. Yeah, they went ahead very quickly. Deflected goal. I don't know what was it like in that first. They scored very quickly, 6 minutes. You can't really gauge a game in 6 minutes,
I mean,
like
Spurs played well,
I'm
you
guessing it
know.
was
As
all
in the first
Spurs.
10 minutes, they did well. They've been doing what obviously Spurs
Yeah.
do. Press up high. Son's been doing good. And Maddison was on the ball, kind of keeping things along and whatnot. And then obviously they got the goal. But I'll be honest, I thought that's it. It's done. It's done after 10 minutes or whatever it was. It's done. I thought, okay, fine. They'll get the second one. I can't remember if they got. Yeah, they got. I don't know if you know. Obviously, Son scored a goal, but obviously it was offside. Yeah. Oh yeah, you've seen
Yeah,
that
it was
clip.
disallowed.
So.
I literally caught it from. So they were showing the replay of the goal.
The first
So
goal.
that was
Okay,
it. But I
okay.
didn't see. They were showing the replay, and then after that, I caught the game. But then, it felt like Spurs. They went 1-0 up. They just had to control the game because you're playing Chelsea. Very kind of, you don't really know what to expect from them. On the day they could come at you, and I felt like Chelsea kind of were on that day a bit because they were just doing some rash tackles. I think it was from the off. They got a few let offs. Maybe there could have been like a red card earlier for especially for Udogie.
I think
He
that's
should
what
have
changed the game, you
got
know.
sent off. He should
Bro,
have got sent
that
off
was
before.
bad. 2 foot off the ground.
Yeah, that was like on. That was like Havertz level. That was.
I've seen habits. I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's a
We'll
red
come
as
on
well,
to that.
but
Yeah, we'll
a
come on
different
to that.
type of red.
Adoghi's, I
A
thought, even
different
if he didn't
red.
get the man, Sterling's
Yeah,
luckily
that's a
actually
red.
moved. Do you know what I mean? Like that was going for his ankle,
Yeah.
that part of the leg. That could have been bad. So he's true. He should have been down early doors. Early doors. Then I thought.
And I think when you get away with something like that, like as a player, like when you've done something bad and you get away with it, you basically stay out the referee limelight for like for the remainder of the game. Basically, you don't want him to give you another reason to kind of give you that yellow or something because he might have doubts in his head, the ref anyway, that, oh, was that a red? Was I wrong in giving him a yellow? or maybe he thought that it was too early in the game, because, you know, I think that's a bullshit reason anyway. Even if it's a tackle that deserves a red from 30 seconds into the game, I don't believe in that concept. No, oh, it's too early in the game.
Bro, that's a load of shit. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, that's a load of shit. You know what I mean? Like that phrase is a load of shit.
It ruins the game, you know, like, shit like that. Bro. That's nonsense, man.
Yeah, yeah. So if it, that legit, fucking tackle legit. Ruins the game. Exactly. You know what I mean? Don't do that tackle.
You know what it is in a broadcasters and whatnot? They're like, oh, we need a spectacular game and this and that, because we need 11 versus 11. But there's rules in the game for a reason. Regardless, you know what I mean? Regardless of if it's 10, there's not different rules between the first 10 minutes of the game, last 10 minutes. All this, you know what I mean? It's 90 minutes.
Yeah, 100%.
Plus now, obviously, but yeah, man, I thought that changed the game. And then Chelsea, yeah, they grew, you know? They just kind of...
Yeah, they look good. You know, like, I think unfairly they had the goal disallowed.
The handball one, Sterling's?
No, the Sterling one, I think, fair enough. Sterling, I think his hand was in an unnatural position. That took about 10 minutes to fucking decide that one as well for some reason. The second one, I thought that was unfair.
The Caicedo's goal then?
Didn't really have anything.
Yeah.
He went through Jackson's legs. What the fuck has he got to do with that? Like, we've seen goals in the past where players standing in front of the goalkeeper, they're not deemed that. Why are they now going on this flex of interference? They're on this bandwagon. They jump on a new bandwagon every time. You know, now it's the bandwagon of interference of play. And I feel like they've gone on this interference of play because it's easier for them to deem someone interfering or not from their side than to, for example, to actually phase the question of, is he offside or is he onside? Because of the mistakes that they've made prior. So, and then obviously they've gone that, and then rightfully so, they've kind of rolled it back even further and obviously seen Romero. The foul. Yeah, Romero foul. Bro, yeah, that was a red card. Dessert.
This guy's a head loss, man. I mean, obviously he's been good this season, but this guy's a nutter. Sometimes he just... Because he looked very similar to, you know, Curtis Jones's against Spurs as well, when obviously he got sent off and he kind of rolled over the ball and got his ankle bad. So this one, it makes sense for it to be red card considering the fact that it's very similar. But yeah, it looked bad, man. It looked bad. It's weird because... Obviously, they got a penalty from it, Chelsea. But if Caicedo's goal, do you think if Caicedo's goal was given, Romero would have got sent off?
That's where the ambiguity lies, isn't it? And that's where like it's a bit bullshit. But I think all in all, I think the right decision was given. You know, like I feel like that, like they should have halted the play and given a penalty for that.
Because it happened before, didn't it? Happened first, let's say.
It happened before. It happened before. So, and obviously, if you probably ask Chelsea, you know, would you rather have a goal or a goal and a man sent off?
Yeah, true. You'd rather take a pen. I'd rather take a pen and a man sent off.
You take a pen and be 10 men, because even if you miss the pen, you're still probably going to go score anyway, because the other team are disadvantaged on that front. And then after that, I think the game kind of just played itself. You know, Udogi couldn't control himself. He got sent off after that. Went down to 9. And then, as you expect, the team with 9 men.
I didn't expect the tactics. I was like, this is a training session. Man's on the halfway line.
Yeah, it was literally a sprint race. You know, who can... Let's kick it behind.
But the thing is, Van de Ven's obviously one of the quickest... He looks like one of the quickest centre-backs in the league, and he's not even there. So you can't... There's no point even playing the high line. Yeah. You got... Who did they have? Like, Emerson Royal, Højbjerg, and Dyer. As like... Back three, back five, whatever you want to call it. Like, it was... I didn't understand it. The Vicario's playing centre-back, basically. Second off.
Yeah. I thought it was nonsense as well. And I think he kind of, like, oh, if we want to lose, we'll
like, with dignity or something, yeah.
Fighting. Yeah, but, like, there's dignity and then there's,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, there's self-respect, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? There's, of the game itself. Like, you got 9 men against... Yeah. A team like actually Chelsea within the game actually kept the ball quite well. I thought, do you know what I mean? I thought Caicedo played well. Enzo weren't great. I thought Gallagher was pretty decent. Palmer was obviously, he's been one of Chelsea's best players this season, to be fair, as well.
Yeah, I thought Palmer was quality. When James came on, James looked really good as well. Mudryk looked quite good. So they're picking up form. And that's literally, you've given confidence to Chelsea players now, because Jackson went and got a hat trick, missed
bro,
probably
the
could
header,
have had six.
I should could not believe what I was seeing.
Bro. What the hell was that, man?
2 yards out or wherever he was.
Bro.
I don't know, man. And obviously, Højbjerg.
You know, look, I've backed that guy Jackson from day one,
well,
yeah. But like some of the stuff, yeah, bro. Like some of the stuff this guy does, yeah. Like I can't back him no more. You know what I mean? Like you know, I don't have the words
yeah,
or like any positivity
it's true. I don't know
for the
what
guy,
even
bro.
To like how to describe him as a striker, because he's not even a striker, because he's not doing nothing up there. Do you know what I mean? He's strange. Then
yeah.
He's like kissing the badge and doing sui in the eyes. Like, this is come on,
yeah.
Man. Come on, man. Yeah,
sui.
That's it. Ah, man.
Sui.
Take it from speed. Take it from speed.
Sui,
bro. Take it from speed.
Sui.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was a good game to watch. You know, it was fun because it kind of had everything to it in that sense. Like it was end to end. Spurs
good,
lost. So
yeah,
I think that's there. And obviously, like I think people are putting Spurs on this high horse for some time. And then it's kind of like, bro, they don't have a squad. And now you're gonna see that. Basically their whole back line is gone because Van der Veen's gone,
Madison.
Romero's gone, Udogie's gone.
Madison got injured.
And then the only one left is Pedro Porro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Madison's injured, which we all knew was a ticking time bomb. It was gonna happen. Yeah, it was going to happen. You know, so now let's see how they perform with these players that no one's really seen now because they've don't even come off the bench. You know, he just plays that same 11, cement block 11 team, and that's it. So, you know, let's see. And I think obviously they'll probably start to trickle down a bit now. And, you know, like how Spurs start off the season every year. I think with Conte last year, 100%. There was the same shit. You know, they were on this mad one, a couple of injuries, that's it, done up. You know, normally it's Kane that gets injured, which is a given. But now they've got a few others, you know, in different spots. But
That's what I mean. I don't know, like, I'll be honest, I don't even know if, do they even have a fourth centre-back? Because obviously Emerson Royale came kind of like a makeshift, or Højbjerg or somebody. Dyer's going to be.
They must have someone, like, lingering around. I don't know, bro. They'll find
someone. They'll have to pluck someone out. Because obviously Sanchez is gone now, Tanganga is gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're right.
Yeah,
they'll
plug some.
That's the thing.
Out,
that's the thing. It'll be crucial.
But like, it's gonna have a massive. It's gonna have a massive impact.
This is what I'm
saying.
How do they basically perform in the next few games? I don't know who they've got next.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're
gonna be. It's gonna be a struggle, big struggle, because like, you've seen it with us with United. You know, when you take that back line out and it's like some makeshift. Every game's a makeshift defense. You know, like we can't play out the back because we've only got Martinez and Varane that can play out the back, you know, and the rest of them are incapable of doing that. So the whole structure of your team, the whole spine, the whole way you play, you know, is ruined. You know, you're forcing balls, you know, you're getting pressed high where you're not normally getting pressed high. Normally that spot in defense is comfortable. You know, teams don't want to come near you because they're scared that if we press too high, there's going to be a direct ball that goes and then they've got pace to come in. So now, obviously, they're going to be literally in the same situation that we are. But obviously, from that perspective, I think Romero's got a few match ban. Udogie probably got a one match ban. So maybe it'll be like 3-4
weeks.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm looking at the fixtures.
They've
got Wolves away. Then they got Villa at home, which is not easy. Then they got City away in the next three. So that's tough, man.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I can see them losing
exactly.
The three.
Like,
I
Wolves are actually playing all right.
In that one. Because Wolves... Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wolves at home, you know, they seem like they can, you know, do anyone on their day. Villa, they had obviously lost last week, but you know, you never know with Villa. You know, and City, you can back.
Yeah, because it's
that well,
City,
mate.
So do you know what I mean? Obviously, if it was at Spurs, then you kind of couldn't look the other way based on previous results and whatnot. But
yeah,
Etihad, I'm not expecting anything but a City win. Do you know what I mean? So, what about, do you take anything from Chelsea, though, for this? Because I kind of don't, you know, based on they played 9 men. And the fact that, obviously, they've... I mean, obviously, it's given a confidence to kind of Jackson and obviously, Palmer getting a goal again and stuff like that. But I don't really know what else they could really take, because they're not going to play nine men every week. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and I think from them, I think there was some good performance in the midfield. I thought Enzo played quite well. I thought he had it on locks. Enzo played sick. I thought
Caicedo
played
was
amazing
solid,
as well. So I think that is the foundation of their team. You know, if they can get those two to click,
I just don't know about this Colwell left back nonsense again. Like, I just don't get it.
Yeah, and I think it's because he's trying to add height in the middle, and obviously he's a left back. Sure, and obviously Cucurella is a bit suspect playing in the four. I get it. I think it makes sense. I get it. Because Colwell's a baller. You know, he can play ball. So him putting him left back, I think that makes sense. Because
I get what you're saying about Cucurella and obviously his defensive lapse and stuff like that, which is probably why Colwell's on the left, on a yellow card, so he probably brought him off. And obviously they're playing nine men, so Cucurella's just going to be a winger basically anyway, the whole game.
Yeah, that's it. And we've seen that, yeah. Like, you know, he was
bro,
the
he
one.
He could have squared to, who was it, Jackson? It was somebody in there. And let me have a hero, have a go and whatnot. Arden, I'll be honest, the one thing that frustrated me was the fact that it took so long for them to actually get a goal. Do you know what I mean? Because they were in behind so many times. They were in so many times, yeah. And that's what I mean. So, now look, Chelsea got City on the weekend, so we kind of see how they go on at home. So we kind of see, I'm sure it's at home.
I think home for them is what they need that game. You know, I think, bro, it's like the Arsenal game, yeah. You know, you never know with this Chelsea team. You know, like, you could see them doing something there, you know. They'll have confidence, which is what they need. And again, everyone expects them to lose. So you've ultimately got nothing to lose, but a lot to gain. Whereas City, you've got a lot to lose, you know, and then not really much to gain. You know, you're just going to hold that top spot. Whereas City blip up there, you know, don't really know what happens.
Exactly. Let's move on. Yeah, so... Let's move on to the obviously Arsenal game, kind of one of the other biggest fixtures in of the weekend. Arsenal away to Newcastle, obviously lost 1-0. I thought it was a pretty poor game. I didn't watch the game myself, but I watched the highlights, extended highlights. I didn't really think much of it. We had a few kind of half chances. I think we had only had one shot on target. They had two. Obviously, they had the goal, which I didn't think it was a goal, but we'll come on to that. Where should we start? Havertz. I think that's probably the best way. Kind of, those are kind of the main incidences, right? It was more of a VAR game again. I'll be honest.
Yeah, that was definitely a VAR game. Yeah, Havertz. I think it's simple.
People have been arguing it's a strong yellow. But in this day and age, the way it looked as well,
it's the way, I think it's the manner in which you come in. He came flying in with that front, that leg, the right leg, I think. We're flying in on studs up.
It's the way his action, he was like both feet off the ground anyway. I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah. It's because he's gone flying in and then got none of the ball as well there. You know, so there's nothing really to kind of stand on his case. So I think that's a red. You have a red there. It kind of changes the game from that moment onwards. But, you know, then after that, obviously we saw, you know, that the ball go
before that one, off. Bruno should have been off as well. Do you know what I mean?
He should have been off as well.
Starting elbowing man's off the ball. It was another incident in the game after as well in second half. Like, he got away with everything and anything, and he only came off with a yellow. Yeah. Now, I don't understand what the rules are anymore. Man just elbowed a guy behind the back of the head. Who's it? Jorginho, right? Yeah. Jorginho.
Jorginho.
I just don't get it. The only positive was the fact that obviously if you didn't send Havertz off, you don't send Bruno off. But it's not a positive really, innit? It's just cancelled each other out weirdly. I don't understand, man. It's bullshit.
Yeah, and I think I think Ten Hag calls Newcastle like the masters of the dark arts. You know, and Newcastle are really good at being this scummy team, you know, where like if a foul goes against them, you know, they will hold the ref, you know, and if it goes for them, they will still hold the ref, you know, in terms of making sure that player gets sent off or, you know, gets like a yellow card or whatever. And they know, they, you know, they play the game, you know, in terms of if a player is on a yellow, they will try to get that player sent off. You know, they will make sure that the next foul that that guy makes, you know, the players, Newcastle players dived, he's making a meal out of it. You know, they want that advantage. So they are the masters of that dark arts when it comes down to it, you know, getting away with these little sly little shit that they do.
It's similar to like Barca back in the days, you know, think, they used
to hold the ref. Yeah, 100%. And it's not something that I don't, I liked Newcastle, I think, when they were kind of up and coming. Now I don't like them because they've got this kind of sense of like arrogance and ignorance with them as well, where like, and I think like, it stems from like Eddie Howe, and you know, you see his assistant manager, it's his fucking.
It's like Batman and Robin in the dugouts.
Bro, this guy's giving it fucking more pipe on the field, bro, than
it's
fans.
It's true,
bro.
It's true. I forgot his name, bro. Tyndall, that's Mark it. Tyndall. Yeah, nonsense, nonsense. What about the. I'll be honest, bro. That is a foul on Gabriel. That is a foul on Gabriel.
Yeah.
That. You can look at still images, yeah, and obviously that's what they're gonna get when they go to the monitor. The guy didn't even go to the monitor to check it. I don't even care. Like, I honestly, about the I think I said this in a previous episode, right? About how they don't have cameras on the lines of actual pitches because they have there on the goal line, which is obviously the most important part of the line. Don't get me wrong, but you've got to have it on the other lines to kind of make sure if it goes off or not, right?
Yeah, and I think they had that in Qatar, didn't they? Where like, and obviously, like the notorious one Rashford's in this season was Rashford, you know, against Brighton. You know, that was more on
this one,
than
so
this.
This
you could actually see if you look at it from an angle. There is not a single percent of the ball that was actually touching the line or anywhere near the line. You know, and then you deemed Rashford's off, but you deemed this one on. So, and then like you said. Then from that moment onward, then there's a foul in
the
box.
He's going to nick on the back of the neck.
Gabriel.
Two hands. Come on.
You can see that is a foul.
It's not even one of the ones where, you know, it's soft or it's like, if it's on any part of the pitch, it's a foul outside the box. Weirdly. It's just nonsense.
The goal should have just been disallowed from... Simple, the ball's got off. That's
because then they're saying about offside of who's the goal scorer, Gordon, right? Yeah, the offside about Gordon because obviously he came off Joe Linton's head and this and that. I'm like, if you're unsure about three parts of the goal, key parts of the goal, you cannot give the goal. And the foul is the most obviously, the foul is a foul, so you can't even that's not even a gray area anyway. That's the one part of the three that is actually most definitely a foul. Or you know what I mean? It's not one way or the other. So I just don't understand. I just don't get it. Like it cost us, and obviously Arteta went on his rant and people are talking about Arsenal's statement, whatnot, and then the people coming out with these stupid edits about what Arteta said in a previous interview about what went against Liverpool. That wasn't even the same interview, bro. They're editing it from a different like before that incident happened. Do you get me? Like, it doesn't make any sense. You're editing nonsense. Like, it's all a shambles. It's all a shambles. It's honestly.
But I think the best managers are creating a hoo-ha in the press are Arteta,
Pep.
Klopp,
yeah.
And Pep. You know, so and obviously I wish Ten Hag done the same because we've actually I think I've seen this stat in terms of the teams that
you
are
mean benefited,
mm-hmm. benefited and had the least. Beneficial, and we are bottom at -5, you know. So like, it's fucking crazy, bro. Like the amount of shit that Ten Hag could actually talk about probably take a lot of pressure off the team's performances because a lot of the goals that have been disallowed have been game changing goals. You know, Brighton won. You know, that would have been 1-1. You know, there Brighton. You know, so there's been loads of moments. You know, so now about I think the game is played how it is. You know, you have to put pressures on the ref because the actual committee themselves are not really doing much. They're going to constantly have these issues of like poor refereeing, VAR's a load of shit. They're not sacking refs. You know, they're whatever training.
Have you heard about
a load of shit. You
the
know,
ref? I forgot his name. He was I was going to say he's bald, but half of them are bald. The guy, yeah, he got demoted to the championship. He made an error there, and now he's reffing the fucking Chelsea versus City game on the weekend. How mad is that? How does that make
any
sense? This is what I'm saying. This is nonsense. He got demoted and then flipping went promoted to Champions League game. Oh, do you know what I mean? Basically, one of the best games of the weekend. How does it make any sense? It's just nonsense. Coming on to what you said about the manager, I'll be honest, I'm actually happy Arteta went on his rants because it actually took away from how shit we were. No one even analysing how shit we were, you know. Terrible. Absolutely. Yeah. From front to back. I'll be honest, the only two players good were Saliba, obviously. I mean, he's been great all season, don't get me wrong, and he's actually had another good game. And Rice. That's it. Saka, dead. Martinelli, trash. Nketiah, you know how Nketiah in big games can't do shit. You can score.
He was injured.
I think he was injured after the Sevilla game, Champions League. That's why he didn't feature against Bournemouth either.
Right.
So yeah, Nketiah, you can score a hat-trick against Bournemouth at home. Don't get me wrong, do it, bro. But if you're not performing against Newcastle away, we need points. And we're supposed to be in the title challenge. Forget it.
But that's where, like, I think you lack a winger, you know, like, so, like, you've got an option where you can play Martinelli up top. Because obviously, it doesn't make sense to go get another striker.
Well, Havertz, play Havertz up front. Get him away from this midfield, bro. He's not supposed to be some box-to-box flipping what Shaka was doing last season. He's not that guy. Man's doing some nonsense, like, in defensive positions. He's not that guy, bro. He's actually decent at holding up the ball. He's got a bit of height on him. Play up the pitch. Yeah. Stay up there. Do you know what I mean? Go cause havoc. I wouldn't say cause havoc, but because that's not his game plan. But do you know what I mean? Just be more subtle and use your attributes up on the other side of the pitch. Bring in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't get it.
Yeah, I think he does have those good qualities, though, you know, like, but yeah, I don't know. I think every manager's got their ego.
That's the thing.
Players that they're playing. So like,
someone actually said, so I can't remember if it was off Twitter or YouTube. Someone actually said something. Well, I mean, obviously, Havertz is coming to kind of not push us to a title charge, but obviously maintain it, right? But we can't solely look at Havertz to get us there, because there's been other players last season that have done so well to get us there. Saliba's, Odegaard, Saka, Martinelli. Those are the players that are actually not performing yet. They haven't been performing consistently this season.
Yeah.
So forget about Havertz and scapegoating against Havertz, because he's just coming into a new team. Bro, look at the man that's been here. Saka been shit this season, really, on the last 11 games. Martinelli, I guess, obviously he had an injury, scored against City, and people have kind of forgot how bad he's been, but he's not been great either. And Kate have been on and off. Jesus obviously been injured, so I'm not going to really include him as much. I think Rice has been absolutely fantastic. I can't lie. He's been... If we didn't have him, we would have big, serious issues in this team. Jorginho, trash. Left-back's a big issue. I mean, Tomiyasu has played well, but again, still, you can't rely on Tomiyasu to be a left-back for you when he's not really a left-back. Gabriel, I think our defence has been all right. I mean, and then you got problem in goal. Raya's playing dead again. Like, do you know what I mean? His position's all over the shop. And then Ramsdale's not getting a chance. I don't get it. I just don't. Like, if you're saying you got two number ones, bro, drop a guy, innit? Raya's not played well in the last, five, six, seven games. Drop him. Bring Ramsdale back in.
Yeah.
I get, obviously, he had his personal reasons with the baby, so he wasn't out. Well, obviously, he wasn't available for one or two games. That's fine. Bring him back in now. Do you know what I mean? Like, there needs to be consistency in what you're saying as a manager, saying that, you're playing players based on merit. You need to bring these mans in then. And the problem, biggest problem we've had here, obviously we went out in the cup to West Ham. The biggest problem was then is the fact that the mans that were supposed to be on the bench and want to play a game, they played that game and played shit. So Arteta's obviously looking at you guys. If you're not going to come up against West Ham in the EFL Cup, and put in a performance, why can't I, you know, he's going to say, I can't trust you in the big games, which is fair. But this is where the problem we're having is we're playing, our subs are not playing well, and our starting 11's not playing well. But weirdly, we're still, what, third or fourth or something? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It could be one of them situations where it could have been flipped. We're playing shit, and the results are actually shit. It's just we're kind of lucky that the results haven't been as poor as what our kind of results have been. Oh, sorry, our performances have been. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, that's my rant so far, man. We need to pick it up. We need to pick it up. We need to get some points on the board. Obviously.
Yeah, I think you need key players to like perform. Obviously, like Martinelli, Saka. I think those two are the big ones. I think especially Saka. I think Martinelli. I think Odegaard as well. Fair play to him. I think he's had moments. Odegaard's always been that guy that he won't bang every game, but he'll have some sort of.
He's not an output guy, innit?
Play somewhere because he's a CM, you know, like so like or like a CAM, you know, like he plays in that position. So, the main influencers of your play even last season was Gabriel and or Martinelli and Saka, and I think Martinelli, fair play, he had a bit of injuries, come back. He's still given some output, Saka, but he's been zero, man, that guy.
I don't remember.
He's been absolute zero.
The only
goal
I can remember is Forest, and that was first game of the season. I can't remember anything else.
Yeah, like since then, like, I don't know. He's not given anything, you know. So I think you need him to fire, you know, because you're missing out big time. And obviously the way you play, you're not like a City like Haaland, you know, like you don't have Haaland up top, you know. So you need these guys to get you the goals and assists or whatever it is, have the output, you know. Whereas City, they've got Haaland, then they've got all these other guys chipping in here and
it's
there.
It's true. We're kind of a hybrid of...
And then Liverpool.
Yeah.
Liverpool got Salah, you know, so Salah will always constantly bang. But then you've got all these other guys chipping in. But you don't have that guy. It's 100%. All equally weighted, you know, between... So if one guy drops off, it has a massive impact on it.
Look at Liverpool's attacks, yeah? And look, obviously, we'll be a kind of good transition to go into their game. But look at their attacking options. They've got about five or six good options. Do you know what I mean? Like you said, yeah. even if Salah don't bang, they've got someone like I was going to say Ruben Diaz, but Luis Diaz. They've got Gakpo. They've got Nunes. They've got Jota. Do you know what I mean? Like options, very good options. So I was like, things like that. So you're right. If one of our kind of forwards don't bang, it's just long. It's similar to United, really, isn't it? If Rashford. Or I don't know, Martial or someone doing bang. You know what I'm saying? The drop off's long. The drop off is massive in terms of output.
The problem is those guys don't bang anyway, bro. Those guys don't bang anyway. We've got zero anyway, bro. The only thing is, you know, for us, he's fucking shit as well.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Liverpool drawing against Luton? That's big, you know. I thought Luton played well.
Yeah, I thought Luton played well. 100%. I think they deserved it as well. I think they've been unlucky some games. I was watching them in the past. I think it's just kind of like because the Luton don't have enough spend. Maybe if a few, it's one of those where maybe if they get a goal in a couple of games, the game just twists, you know, onto their favour. But they haven't been able to do that. And I think obviously what a game to kind of go on and well, unluckily not get the 3 points.
Yep.
Obviously still get a draw, but. You know, but still massive, massive from their perspective. I don't think there's really much to take out of that from the game. I think Liverpool probably disappointed that they couldn't go get the result and finish it off. Obviously, it shows a bit of fragility from their side. You know, you're playing Luton, you expect to get the job done, especially if you're trying to go for the title away from home. Regardless, if you're playing Luton at home or away, you still expect to get that job done. But, you know, I think they've kind of missed it on that buck. And obviously, it still shows that Liverpool probably not where... we as fans probably think they are yet, you know, and I think there's still a long way to go on that front. But I think this season is going to be different to every other. I don't think we'll probably see City steamroll. I think City will, I still think City will win it, but I think there will be a lot of losses compared to last season because the teams in and around have got significantly better, you know, significantly better they've got. So, And a lot of teams have really good players. You know, have a lot of really good players. Like, you're looking at Forest team, you know, that team looks fucking stacked. You know, that team's looking good. You know, it's young players, like, some real good names in there as well. Like, they've got that centre-back, is it Murillo?
Brazilian.
Bro, that guy is a fucking baller, bro. That guy is at 20 years old. Bro, he can play up strike. You know, like, he's got fucking tekkers, that guy has, bro. He can play. Yeah, Sangara, you know, they've got their attack. It's fucking rapid, bro. We've got Elanga, you know, he's maybe not the best player, but he's got fucking pace. You know, so on the counter, these guys are absolutely lethal up there. You know, they've got a good team. You know, Forest on the day, like we've seen against Villa, beat them 2-0. But, you know, they could do anyone. You know, like they could be they beat Man City
drew.
Last season as well.
Yeah,
and they drew. They were going to win, weren't they? And then I think they. But, like, you know, you could see a few more upsets. Brighton, obviously, in a bit of a stick at the
quality,
moment. You know,
quality
injuries,
team,
I think.
Yeah.
Still quality, you know, they'll turn it around. Villa, obviously, still Villa.
Brentford had
Newcastle
some good results this season as well. West Ham
looked good.
Solid team.
Yeah, West Ham
looked stacked
really good,
as well,
you know,
man.
Kudos is looking phenomenal. Brentford obviously beat them. Brentford still doing it without Ivan Toney. Lost their keeper. So, you know, it's still Wolves looking good now as well. Yeah, so.
The thing is, with Luton, let's come back to Luton game. Yeah, Nunes. You see the chance that he missed?
Yeah, I've seen the chance. It's Nunes still is Nunes. Isn't it? Like,
I don't know how to. Because he had some good chances in the game in general, and he was the only one that was only creating something, really. And they had about 4 or 5 opportunities, but good chances, really. Good chances for his height, considering obviously he's more of a kind of aerial threat as well. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's true. Like, how did Liverpool go from there? I said this in previous episodes, bro. They need a 6. They don't have a 6. McAllister cannot play 6 for them for the whole season and expect to be a challenge. They cannot.
I don't think it's a 6. I think they need a DM.
So DM, yeah, that's what they need. He can't play DM. He's not, obviously, they haven't signed him as a DM. It's just obviously what the options they got. And they got Endo on the bench, but the problem is Endo is not he doesn't have the ball carrying ability or ball passing ability as a McAllister or even an IQ level.
Yeah.
So I know the understanding of why they have to play McAllister. It's just the fact that I don't think they can sustain it for that, you know what I mean, the length of a season, especially if they've got European
League. And I think it's going to obviously, like, they'll have that kind of counteractment, but I think they could get away with it. I think they will get away with it as well, because, like, the team's very energetic, very, a lot of high energy. You know, you can't really beat them pace for pace. You know, you've got a presence at the back with Van Dijk, who's looking good again. He looks decent. Konate with him, you know, looks even better. Obviously, Robbo's out, you know, so that's a bit big loss on that front from there. Trent's there, you know, and Trent will start coming in infield. Liverpool, obviously, a team that attacks in waves, you know, so they don't allow you to get the ball. You have to kind of, unless you're like a Man City, you know, you want to kind of go possession style. But we've seen, you know, Liverpool, when they're on that full gear mode, you know, if it just comes wave after wave after wave after wave of attack, you know, so I can see them getting away with that, because they'll just move into a back three, and that's what we'll see, you know, a back three with Trent coming into the midfield, you know, and then him, and it's kind of like what Man City play at the moment, you know, the three back with the two in front, so you see Rodri and Stones. Yeah, and then Liverpool kind of do the same, where you'll have Robertson, Konate, Van Dijk at the back, and then Trent and McAllister will just be there in front. And then obviously you've got the two midfielders that are in front of them, absolute fucking engines anyway, that will run the whole pitch all day long in Szoboszlai and Gravenbach. And I think that is the play that they want. And obviously up top kind of speaks for itself. I don't think there's no issue on that front. But I think they will get there. But... you know, I think that's just a little blip.
Yeah, it's one of the ones that kind of just... Yeah.
Probably a bit of a wake-up call as well, because I think they've had really good performances and results recently as well, so maybe want to kind of
even then,
bring them a bit down. That, you know, it's
they've
all
only got two wins
in
the last 5, but they're still, 3 points behind City, which is obviously still pretty decent. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's crazy, yeah. Because I was looking at a table the other day, and obviously, like, apparently Man United are in, like, some disaster of the century or something, but we're only 6 points off Arsenal and Liverpool. So, you know, like, if you look at it in grand scheme of things, it's not really that much of a disaster.
It's just a weird season so far. Do you know what I mean? You don't
Yeah, and And it's kind of like a couple of wins here and there. And obviously, from our perspective, we've had a lot of fucking injuries, bro. I think our whole squad's fucking been injured. Injuries just keep piling up as well. So, like, maybe if that we turn that that wave, you know, where a couple of players start coming back, you know, then maybe it would be a bit more positive for us on that front.
Well, but, Bruno.
But yeah, I think all in all, yeah, Bruno, captain's performance, you know, again, VAR, fuck that game. I don't know if you've seen, there was a Bruno Fernandes free kick. Okay. It was like from the outside. So it was one of them ones that's like, it's like a loop, you know, it curves in. So imagine he's taking a free kick from where the managers are, the touchline from around there. And it's one of those where it curves in. So it's an outswinger. It's an outswinging free kick. And you've got the line, obviously when you have these free kicks, you've got the line of players, you know, to how they all, and then as soon as the free kick goes, they all kind of move forward. So the ball has missed everyone. It's absolutely fucking missed everyone. Yeah. Everyone's in a line. It's missed everyone and it's gone all the way to the side, on the left hand side towards Garnacho. Garnacho is unmarked. He is onside. Yeah. No one could do anything about this ball because everyone's reacted too late. Yeah. Everyone's moved too slow, especially from the Fulham side. So it's gone all the way to Garnacho. Garnacho has then got the ball, sprinted down the byline and just kicked it. Obviously crossed it in, open goal. McTominay's there, tapping, goal. These guys have now decided, let's have a look at this fucking free kick because Man United have scored a fucking goal because that's what they do. You could score a fucking halfway line goal, they'll still have to VAR that shit because it's fucking Man United. Every goal we score, they fucking VAR that shit, bro. They fucking VAR'd it. And they deemed Maguire to have interference of fucking play and they deemed it offside.
As in
Maguire was slightly offside. No, before it got to Garnacho.
Yeah, that's so
they
question.
Deemed
yeah, okay.
Maguire to have interfered play before it got to Garnacho. How the fuck could he have interfered fucking play?
Everyone's going for the
ball. No one in the fucking world was gonna get that ball. If Maguire was not there, that fucking Fulham player was still not going to get that fucking ball because they've totally fucked it, you know, in terms of how they defended it. Yeah. And they left Garnacho just literally chilling on the side free. Yeah. And then from that play, he still had to go run down the byline and still go and get it play. But it was nowhere near the guy. You know, fair play if Maguire headed it onto Garnacho or kicked it onto Garnacho. It was nowhere near the fucking guy, bro. And they've given it fucking offside. I was like, what the fuck, bruv? Honestly, like, we're already in the shit, yeah? Like, you need some fucking luck. Like, not even luck. You just need a good fucking decision or, like, a good game to fucking be played. And it's the same old shit, bro. Like, just kick us when we're down, you know? And then VAR, again, fucked us for that game, you know? And we had to go and score right at the end, you know, 90th minute. But we should have probably boxed that game off before. You know, we have that goal. We were looking like we could have probably gone on and scored another one. You know, it could have been like 2-0. We could have boxed it off. More significant, you know, a stronger performance from all, you know, looks better on paper, helps the goal difference as well. Clean sheet on that front. But obviously, we ended up getting the goal anyway, but came right at the end. You know, it makes it look like even poorer win than what it could have been. But you know, it's not the first time it's happened. It'll probably continue to happen anyway, especially in our game.
Nonsense. Not, the thing is, obviously, considering that decision, you won the game. I think that was the main thing. Obviously, it would have been a massive talking point if you didn't win the game. Or you lost the game. Or you just, you know what I mean? So, this is the problem.
Yeah,
100%. The fact that you won the game is going to crack over their mistakes. And this is the problem. They just don't learn. There's only been 11 weeks of the season. Do you know what I mean? It's not even like we're talking about towards the end of the season when all this is happening. We're talking like 11 weeks of the season, bro. So many things have happened already. But let's run through the other fixtures. Obviously, Brentford, you mentioned that they won against West Ham. I don't know, Brentford just been doing quite well, you know. And then obviously West Ham with their team, I thought they would have gone on to win it because there were two, obviously West Ham were 2-0. 2-1 up, sorry, and Antonio had a good chance to make it 3-1. He takes that away, they kind of get through all 3 points. But then Brentford just come back. It was weird. What about Doku?
Yeah, Doku, phenomenal, mate. Absolute player. I think he's one that's been lingering around in Europe for, he's not lingering around for some time, but his name's been around for some time since he was about 18 years old. And, you know, I think what a team to kind of go into as well, because obviously we see a lot of these wingers where, like, they've got these raw ability, but they need to still harness that skill, you know, because there's that key period, you know, especially for wingers where, like, 25 is kind of their peak, you know. So if you don't, if you're kind of fucking up shit around that age of 25, you know, you're probably going to struggle from that moment in to, like, the end of your career. You're not going to kind of hit the levels that you potentially could have. And obviously with Man City, you know, he's got the techers, he's got the fucking skill, you know, and under Pep, he's just going to learn how to kind of learn, you know, how to recycle the ball, keep it, you know, do what he needs. And obviously that Man City team, they need pace, you know. I think since Mahrez, he was old, you know, like, he still was quality, but he was old. You know, they had, I think the last player that I can actually think of that was frightening on pace was Sane. You know,
Sterling Sane combination, now, bro.
You know, since Sane. Yeah, that's been a while now since then. So, you know, I think you'll see more and more of him, how he fits into that Man City team. Fuck knows. Good luck to fantasy players, bro, because fuck knows what kind of team this guy's going to play, bro. Like,
and who it's just good they've got a different dynamic, because obviously Grealish is great, don't get me wrong. But Grealish is different to Doku. Doku's more just direct in a way. He's got that lightning pace. He's got that jinky, do you know what I mean? That drop of the shoulder kind of thing where you can do. And he's good. I think he's more suited possibly to Haaland than maybe Grealish. Do you know what I mean?
So, 100%, 100%. Because with those type of strikers, like, you want to call them your advanced forwards. Yeah, you know, the guys that is fox in a box, you know, he'll die in the box, you know, and he's a gunsman as well, you know, when it comes down to it. Those are your advanced forwards. You know, they simple, bro. They want the ball to feet. They want it early, you know, and that's it. They don't want some guy constantly, like, pulling it back, then going the other way, doing some Nicolas Pepe, going twisting in and out, yeah. And then the mans are confused, bro. Like, wait, and then they cross it, and then they're, like, putting their hands on their head, like, 100%. Why are you not there, bro? You know what I mean? You've confused the striker, bro.
You funny say that, because obviously Ruud van Nistelrooy used to get vexed at Ronaldo when he came through the door. Do you know what I mean?
It's, you do it simple, bro. If you see that early ball, you play the fucking early ball. You know, the striker wants it. You know, they want it early. You know, that's it. You know, and the best strikers, you know, they've had that service, you know, from day. If you look at it, Aguero, you know, the likes of them, Drogba, you know, whatever 100%, you want to say.
It was weird because City scored 6 goals here. Haaland came off at half-time. Alvarez didn't get on the score sheet. Like, it's mad. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, obviously, they just know they're well-stacked in it. They're well-stacked. Palace, again, winning against Burnley, bro. I don't know what's going on, Burnley, man. They can't get a win. They just can't get a win.
Yeah. I think Burnley, like... Well, companies come in with this big one, you know, that plays this style of football. But unfortunately, I think I just don't think his team's good enough. You know, like, on paper, you look at the players.
Yeah, championship
shit,
team.
Like, if you want to play that, championship team. You know, and you when you kind of come through, like the teams that have done it, like the Forests and Fulhams and stuff. You know, there are a few players that you look at and you think, all right, yeah, cool. You know, there's 2-3 guys here that, you know, are good players. You know, they could actually move to a Premier League team. There's a foundation there. And Burnley don't have that. You know, so they're still all... It's like Leeds, bro. You look at that Leeds team and obviously they've gone down. But, you know, you're looking at that team and you're thinking, bro, this is just shit, bro. There's nothing here in that team to warrant probably you guys staying up, or it's probably going to help you stay up. And I think it's the same thing with Burnley. I think they're going to be a banker to go down. And I think likewise with Sheffield
United. Even Sheffield United got a win this season. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, there's another controversial decision again with the penalty at the end. But...
Yeah, it was a penalty because I seen that. He got fouled. So, that was a pen. I think it was a bit rash, the tackle. He shouldn't have fucking done it. I think that
that's the main thing. 3 points. That's the main thing for them right now. Just get some points on the board. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and Archer getting me some points on fantasy. Or fucking horrid week in general, bro. Yeah,
he scored a banger as well.
Brighton, bro, 1-8 for De Zerbi. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Shambles,
maybe it's because I'm gonna. I don't know if this is an excuse for them, but they've obviously had to have some rotation. They've had a few. I wouldn't even say injuries because it's going to be one or two players really, but Europa League's probably stretched their squad a bit more than what they expected But they've had some bad ones in there in that run. 6-1 at Villa and Jimmy.
I think obviously, yeah, and I think you're right. I think Europa League stretched them. I think he's rotated too much as
Yeah, bro,
well.
it's a different. It's true. There's no
You know,
consistency, is it?
you know what I mean? Like, you don't have that squad like Pep Guardiola and
Yeah.
stuff like that. So, with naturally, when you rotate, especially like how I've seen the probably the best of managers do it, like, you know, like Pep, Ferguson. You know, there's a core players that play
Exactly.
every game. It doesn't matter. You know, Pep, Ferguson used to have Evra. He used to play every game. You know, Rio used to play every game. You know, there used to be like Rooney used to play every game. And then the rest of them, probably four players, maybe there's one more in there. The rest of them rotate. Yeah. But with him, this guy's fucking flipping the whole fucking team, bro. You know, and then on top of that, he's changing the tactics. You know, once they're playing three back, once they're playing 4-2-3-1. And then no one has like a set, probably a span of like certain games. You know, there was a period where Ferguson was looking good and then he just dashed him. And it's just like, why, bro? This guy's on fire. When a striker is on fire, you play him because they are so they live off confidence. Like, when that striker's on low on confidence, he ain't gonna get you no goals. It's gonna be a drag, bro, when
Legit.
he's on that field. Like, and I think certain positions he's fucked up, and I feel like fucked up in the sense that he shouldn't have dropped certain players, especially up top, that you're struggling for goals. You know, don't drop Ferguson. You know, he's your guy. João Pedro as well. He was killing it for a period and he dashed him, you know, and he started rotating him. And now these players are slowly trying to pick up form again. You know, and it's tough. And obviously we're seeing that in
It's
the
weird because
results.
obviously, like you mentioned, Ferguson, he's got a hat trick. I might be wrong. Hat trick against Newcastle. Then he got dropped or subs. You know what I mean? He didn't play the next game. Then Welbeck played well. Then he's off the pitch. Or you know what I mean? Not in the team. The only ones I remember, honestly, in their team is Matoma and Dunk. That's the only two I can really say hand on heart that they've played most of the games this season.
But the guy rotates his
I was like,
goalkeeper as
this is.
well.
I don't understand, bro. I'm obviously. It's weird because obviously I was an Arsenal fan. I'm saying that Ramsdale needs to play, but like they don't have that luxury of rotating goalkeepers. Weirdly, do you know what I mean? They don't have two very good goalkeepers.
They should have a very
Exactly.
stable 11, and then I think he tried to do a bit too much there, and I think obviously they've paid the
That's it.
price and the
That's it.
results.
I think that wraps it up, you know? That wraps it up. We obviously got who's is it Chelsea? Chelsea and City is the big one this weekend. Do you know you're playing Luton at home?
Is it?
You're playing
I've
Luton at home.
been not following my now. I know we've got
Yeah, you
Champions
got
League
Copenhagen
tomorrow,
obviously.
so
Away, I
that's a
think,
big one.
right? Yeah, so you need obviously you need the
Yeah,
points from
away.
that, which is crucial for your to get into the Europa League, innit?
We're winning the
Winning
Champions
it,
League, man.
yeah. Madness. Madness,
Listen, I'm
madness.
telling you,
I'm not saying nothing about Arsenal and Champions League. I want to win the Prem.
man. You were saying you're going to come in the
Nah, top.
final, though.
You know what? We can get to the semis. Genuinely, we can get to the semi.
You reckon you could beat Real
No,
Madrid?
no, no. Bellingham's got a hat trick. Twice. He's getting twice. Two hat tricks, bro. Vini will get one as well. I don't know, man. We have the potential. If it's one of them ones where you know when you play Champions League, right? You want to play away first, don't it? But now that away goals don't count, it's kind of
Yeah, but I
strange.
think, yeah, it's weird. It doesn't
It takes
matter now,
away
innit,
the
if you play
kind
home
of
and away.
feeling. So
Yeah, because yeah, back in the day, you always
and
wanted
you
to play
pump them
away.
at
You
home.
know, you get that one or two goals,
Take a 1-1,
that's
bro,
it.
and
You're
then pump
set.
them at home. That's what it used to be back in the days.
Yeah, that's
But
it.
nah, man. We'll wrap it up there. We'll wrap it up there. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you on the next one.